been an anxious night for the family and friends of a three-year-old girl medically evacuated from immigration detention on Christmas Island. Thanika Marekapan is the youngest Australian-born daughter of a Tamil family fighting deportation to Sri Lanka. The federal government's defending the standard of care she received on the island, but friends in the family's former Queensland hometown say her parents have been raising concerns for nearly 2 weeks. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
In the central Queensland town of Billawheeler, Angela Fredericks is nervously waiting for news.
It's just heartbreaking. My blood was absolutely boiling just listening to the family's treatment.
Her friends Priya and Nadez and their two daughters have been detained on Christmas Island since 2019. But last night, three-year-old Thanika had to be medically evacuated with a suspected blood infection.
She'd had ongoing fevers. She'd been experiencing vomiting and diarrhea and then dizziness.
Priya says she'd been raising concerns about her daughter's condition for days before she was admitted to hospital on the island and eventually flown to Perth. And while Priya was able to accompany her, Angela Frederick says husband Nadez and older sister Kopika had to stay behind.
Nadez is just so concerned. He and Thanika are so incredibly close, and little Thanika was already, you know, crying out for Papa.
Priya and Nadez arrived in Australia separately by boat in 2012 and 2013. Both of their children were born in Australia, and they lived in Billawheeler for several years before their visas expired and the family was removed by Border Force officers in 2018. The Department of Home Affairs has previously said the family's case has been comprehensively assessed and they've been found not to meet Australia's protection obligations. But Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally, who recently travelled to Christmas Island, says Thanika and her family should be allowed to stay.
She's the sweetest little child. She is cheeky and lovely and she's so well behaved, and I just cannot imagine why any minister isn't letting this family come home.
It's a view shared by Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young.
I urge Karen Andrews as the new minister to act today urgently to allow this family to be resettled here in Australia.
Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews hasn't responded to requests for comment, although in a statement, her department says it's committed to the welfare of detainees in immigration detention and that the healthcare services they receive on Christmas Island are broadly comparable to those available in the wider Australian community.
Jade McMillan reporting.